This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Join us here if you want to get on the radio with us. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. And here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. You can also call on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That is where you will sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us tonight. And I prefer it when people call on Discord. And I don't know, we don't have enough people doing it, honestly. Some nights we actually have the majority of our calls on Discord, so it's probably better than I think that it is. But I would love to see more calls more often on Discord.
And that's because they come in clearer, right?
Because it sounds better, yeah. If I can understand you better, I'm more likely to keep you on the air longer.
Right.
Like, if I can't, if you got a bad phone or a bad connection, it's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
So get on Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, there's another incentive to join our Discord server, and that is that we now have the crypto tipping bot in there, and people have been, in the last week, it hasn't even been a whole week yet, but in the last week, people have been tipping out. I think there's been over $200 worth of cryptocurrency that's been tipped around. So there's a top tippers list. You can check out and see who the top tippers are. And I intend to do some more crypto giveaways in there tonight. So get on over to discord.lrn.fm.
All hail Discordia.
So to start things out tonight, we're going to get to the story about the right to be forgotten. This is a terminology that applies apparently in Europe.
Yeah.
I think it was France.
I was going to bring that story in, but I forgot about it.
Well, thankfully, Chris remembered. And so he's got that story coming up here tonight. We'll get into that. We'll talk about what the right to be forgotten is, because many of our listeners may not have even heard, you know, the story that precipitated this one. So,
yeah, it's insane concept.
It's a Europe thing.
Yeah, it's definitely European.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But something that actually happened in North America, this was in Toronto. You may recall back in 2018, there were news headlines about a young man, he's 26 now, so he must have been 25 or 24 at the time, but he ran down on like a sidewalk, ran down close to a dozen people, killed 10 pedestrians.
Oh, he hit him with a car?
With a van.
Okay. I was just imagining him running down the sidewalk.
No.
Okay.
No, he ran into him with a van. So, you know, the whole banning guns thing obviously doesn't stop maniacs from killing people. This guy got behind the wheel of a fairly hefty vehicle and just plowed right into them.
Ban vans.
And managed to take out, you know, significantly more people than many of the mass shooters have successfully.
And I suspect.
Yeah,
I
mass
suspect,
shooting is four and up.
Right.
So
I suspect if somebody had planned it out, they could have done even worse, killed more than 10 people easily.
Well, I mean, he did plan.
Well, then you can always have a bunch of drums of gasoline in the back of your car. They're not going to restrict the sale of gasoline anytime.
Well, I mean, look, people have taken down entire buildings, you know, by, you know, blowing up bombs,
suits, you mean.
You know, and the Trade Center was one.
You mean
one,
something
but,
planning more, something more destructive
more
than
serious.
A van attack?
Yeah,
well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was serious for the 10 people that and their loved ones that, you know, were affected by
sure,
it.
Sure, but I'm talking about, like, something more serious than even a mass, and I put that in quotes, shooting at, like, a school or something, or some other, you know, event where you have a gun. Because, I mean, look at it this way. You can't get out of a building that goes boom.
Not easily.
Yes.
Not in one piece.
And you can't shoot back at a bomb.
Right.
It'll just blow up fast.
That's right. His name is Alec, Alec Manation, age 26.
How's that spelled, the last three letters? Is it IAM?
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if he's Armenian. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Maybe. He said he was part of an involuntary celibates forum, also known as the incels, on 4chan. Have you guys heard about the incels before?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
No.
You have.
Oh, yeah.
Incels. How would you define them?
Well, incels are involuntary celibates. They're basically people that nobody cares about, and they've never had a relationship.
Their mother probably cares about them.
Well, yeah, probably, but you know, they've never had a romantic relationship generally, or they've never had sex, which these days comes to the same thing, and so they're miserable and want to die, and they want to kill everybody else.
That
too,
sounds so insane, considering that you're in a room with other people who also are not or involuntarily.
Well, they're all men.
Oh! Wait, are you saying you're involuntarily celibate?
No. See, what? No, I wasn't saying that.
Yeah. What were you saying? You were saying he's in the same room with what?
No. He's saying that if you put a bunch of incels in the same room, why don't they just have sex with each other?
Right.
And the answer is they're all male.
I'm looking at it from the wrong perspective. I'm looking at it from a gay guy's perspective.
Well, right. Yeah,
I don't know how many of them are gay or straight. I presume many of them are straight males.
Well, if they were gay or bi, they wouldn't be virgins.
Right.
So,
they could just have sex with each other. The only way this works is if it's only men. And,
right, they could have sex with each other. But they probably are interested in women, right? My presumption. Clearly, they're not all
and
about.
And women are not interested in them. Generally, they're somewhere on the autistic spectrum.
Yeah.
They don't have great social skills, and you know they're the nice guys. You know, the guys who won't. You know, do all the so-called toxic masculinity things that women complain about constantly, but also find love. Irresistibly attractive. So basically, these are the guys who act the way.
Oh, I gotta hit the dump button there.
I didn't do it.
Settle down, Mister. Settle
down.
You know, in all the years I've been doing this, I think that's the first time I've actually seen you hit the dump button for somebody in the studio.
It's the third time
he's done it for me. I've got a penalty now.
I believe it. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
The second time, I think.
Well, it's the second time with the dump button, but I got you once up at Pork Fest too when we were recording.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or Pork Fest more properly.
That's not the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I know about that.
Not live when we're there.
Right.
It's
he just edited it out afterwards.
So now the incels are different from another group, which is called MGTOW, which is the men going their own way. Now, these are, as I understand it, a group of men who are sick and tired of the way women treat them, and so they're just going to go ahead and do their own thing rather than try to seek out the attention of people.
MGTOW is actually it's an alternate path to incel than becoming an incel from the same place. So these aren't people who have been treated badly mostly in relationships, just people who haven't gotten one and have given up. And just have said,
so wait, you think
okay,
the
MGTOWs, to heck with women.
Hold on, you think the MGTOWs have given up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so they're basically, okay, we're going to do our own thing and, you know, basically live as asexuals because there aren't any women in the world that are interested in us.
So if you want to comment on MGTOW versus incel, and I don't know what the other, you know, are there any other terms for these folks, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855.
Well, the third group is the pickup artists, actually. The pickup artists are just as misogynistic and just as irritated for the same reason. They've just decided to learn to deal with it by becoming toxic masculinity, in which case they can get
toxic
femininity, one supposes.
Well, Alec Manashian, he said when he was asked about the murders that he committed, he told police, quote, "I feel like I accomplished my mission." When the incident happened, it brought attention to the online world of loneliness, rage, and misogyny. This report, by the way, coming from the UK Metro.
Well, let's say rage, misogyny, and misandry, because, you know, if these men hadn't been hated in the first place, they wouldn't be so hateful. They say in Africa there's a saying that the man who does not feel the village's, who is not loved by the village will burn it down to feel its warmth.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the incels? This man wanted to apparently kill anybody who has sex. He wasn't angry at anyone in particular, just anyone that he thought was having sex, which we'll get into more of it. I'll tell you about the story. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other tokens are languishing, the Divvy token price has increased 300%. Now's the time to make the switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click masternodes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at Discord.com. freetalklive.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by helpmetakebitcoin.com. You ready to start taking cryptocurrency? Like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash over on your local business. Maybe you have a brick and mortar location where customers come to you, or maybe you're a service provider. You go to your customers. Either way, the folks over at helpmetakebitcoin.com can make it super easy and, by the way, free to accept cryptocurrency, meaning that they don't take a cut from the amount that comes in, which is way different than credit card companies. So go to helpmetakebitcoin.com to get started there. Sign up's easy. There's no ID required, no paperwork, no hoops that you got to jump through with governments or banks or anything like that. They make it easy, and their apps are available for iOS, Android, or any web browser. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We're recapping briefly here. There's news, I guess, about the incel guy who ran down close to a dozen innocent people. Apparently 16 counts of attempted murder. 10 of those people perished in his attack on April
23rd. Well, that would be 6 counts of attempted murder and 10 counts of murder.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. 16 counts. So he must have injured another 16 in addition to the...
Wow. So he managed to hurt 26 people.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you get a car going fast enough, you could. I'd never thought about it.
Yeah. And in this case, he actually rented the van. It was a rental from Ryder Rentals. So it wasn't even his own van. He rented a van.
It sounds as bad as these attacks on schools that have occurred.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Theaters and things like that. Nature.
Yeah, I mean, 16, that's one short of Lakeland, I believe.
Is that right?
There's 17 killed at Lakeland. That's the one that the Parkland. Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah, the one that horrible kid came from.
What's his name? David somebody or whatever his name is?
Hog.
Yeah.
Boss Hog.
Yeah. I'm out of curiosity, what kind of publicity has this gotten? Just because I know the shootings always get tons and tons of publicity.
It got some. I mean, the day of. I don't know how. I mean, it probably lingered in Toronto for a little bit longer, but it certainly wasn't on the national memory in the United States.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I'm actually surprised it didn't get more coverage because the involvement.
Yeah.
But the involvement of misogyny still gives it something for the left's narrative.
Yeah, because the left's a good narrative.
You know, white men bad. I'm sure he was a white guy.
But there's plenty of gun attacks.
I don't know why.
There's plenty of attacks with guns and things of that nature that they don't need to, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
well, it was also outside the United States, so it doesn't fit the America bad narrative.
Okay, fair enough.
You may be right. He may be Armenian. I mean, he's white, but he kind of has a bit of a... Maybe a bit of a Middle Eastern.
That's what my dad looks like. He looks like a darkish Arab.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to walk around here, you can take a look at this guy's photograph. And he doesn't look like a dark Arab in any way, shape, or form, but he does kind of have that, you know, he does kind of have a slight Middle Eastern look to him, I would say. Yeah, you're acknowledging that.
Yeah, very slight.
So anyway, but, you know, where he's from doesn't matter. What matters is what he has to say. And in his case, he seems satisfied with what he did, saying that his mission was accomplished. And says that he was part of a forum on 4chan with incels. Manation said he had a contact with a killer in California who was angry at women who had rejected him. He stands accused of driving a rental van into crowds of pedestrians in a busy North Toronto neighborhood. 8 women and 2 men, ranging in age from 22 to 94, died.
Hmm.
Ran down a 94-year-old lady.
Good Lord.
Manation has yet to enter a plea.
For not having sex with him. That's frightening.
His trial begins in February, but a publication ban on his interrogation by police was lifted today. The police interview took place just hours after the attack. Manation, who said he never had a girlfriend and was a virgin, again, he was 26 or is 26 at this time, acknowledged he used the van as a weapon and said he wanted to inspire more attacks. He said, quote, "I know of several other guys over the internet who feel the same way." But he added that they are, quote, "too cowardly to act on their anger." Manation calls himself an incel, short for involuntarily celibate. The incel movement is an online subculture linked to the deadly attack in Toronto as well as attacks in California and Florida. It promotes the misogynistic idea that men are entitled to have sex with women.
Well, that's maybe kind of it, but to me, the whole existence of the incel community just illustrates that if you don't have any human connection, you're going to go nuts.
Mm.
You know, and that's true for anybody, male or female. I mean,
you're saying that's not true?
I think that's a little, that stretches it a little bit. I mean,
there may be some exceptions.
People who are celibate, and I'll put that in quotes because, you know, they're younger guys who may not necessarily have. They don't have the experience yet.
We're not just talking about sex here. We're talking about intimacy. We're talking about the idea that humans need to have some level of contact with other humans. There may be the occasional psychopath, who doesn't.
There's a difference between having sex with people and having contact, some sort of physical contact.
I know there's a difference. I'm telling you, this is a conversation that we're having about intimacy now, because he was talking about just contact. You weren't just talking about sex.
I mean, yeah, and when I say human contact, I mean, the thing is, without sex, most people get intimacy only from sexual partners in our culture, men. Now, women, they hug, they touch, they express concern about each other. Mm-hmm. Men don't do that. So if you don't have any sort of a romantic contact in your life as a man, it's quite likely that everything you encounter is cold, hard, and sharp. You know, and every once in a while you need something warm or soft in your life.
Well, this is why I thought the advent several years ago of the professional cuddler or the professional snuggler was an interesting development, because it was sort of a halfway point between prostitute and, you know, nothing, right? So instead of, you know, trying to get around the prostitution laws, there are women and men who will charge a certain hourly rate in order to allow another person to come and basically spoon with them, essentially.
Yeah.
And
so, I mean, all right, so here's another question, right? Like, I think of, you know, contact, like, you know, I understand, like, if you put somebody in a room and they don't get to speak to any other human being and have any connection, I can understand that driving somebody
solitary
insane,
confinement,
right?
And right. It is considered torture, generally.
But not to have intimate, you know, sexual relations seems to be, you know, it doesn't seem to me to be the same thing. I mean, but the other thing is,
it's
like,
not the same thing.
Right, but it doesn't seem like that would drive you insane, like, or to, it shouldn't drive
well,
you
not
to
as quickly,
commit, you know,
certainly.
Serious crime.
But
no, I could definitely
but literally,
see.
Imagine being a person who's never had a caring relationship with another person. What attachment do you have to the rest of the human race? Why should you love your neighbor when your neighbor does not love you?
I mean, I think there's an argument to be said about being able to get up and go out there and have, you know, communicate with people, but going to the store and buying something is communicating with people too.
But that's not a connection.
I certainly agree. It's not a connection.
We'll continue here in moments. 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. Are you an incel? Are you a MGTOW? Is there a difference? If so, tell us about it. Come on. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As members of Congress discuss next steps regarding the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, New York Republican Peter King says all the whistleblower information is second or third-hand information. New York Republican Peter King tells Fox News, everything we're hearing from the whistleblower is second or third-hand information.
This is an intended coup by the intelligence community, people in there. There's absolutely nothing in there. This is nothing even close to President Obama said to Medvedev to tell Putin I'll be more cooperative after the election.
The Intelligence Oversight and Foreign Affairs Committees issued subpoenas today, giving Pompeo until October 4th to turn over the documents, or they will consider him obstructing the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Stocks are down on reports the White House is considering limiting U.S. investments in China. The Dow lost 71 points, the Nasdaq 91, and the S&P closed down 16. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. We're talking about, once again, the incels, a group of people that exist online, obviously exist in real life as well, but it's the real-life part that they have failed at, or they would, I'm sure, argue has failed them, that they have not been able to successfully have an intimate relationship with a member of the opposite sex. And so, and they all appear to be males, so it seems to be males frustrated over their inability to have sex with a woman. And they seem to blame other people who have sex, whether they be male or female. They ran, one of them ran down ran down two dozen people in a Toronto street, just rolling up on a sidewalk and running into a crowd of people, including somebody as old as 94 years old, dead. 10 of them died, 16 injured. And I actually pulled up another story. The first one I had was from the Metro in the UK. This one's from the Guardian in the UK. They get a little more into a little more depth about the police interview that they conducted with him. So this interview was conducted in early 2018, or in the first half of 2018 when they first arrested him, but they've just now unsealed it.
Okay.
So now the media can get a hold of it. And by the way, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Coming up, we'll talk about the right to be forgotten. What does that mean? We'll explain it and find out what the latest news is about that. But first, let's talk to Olivia. She's in Arizona watching us on YouTube. Sorry for the late start. I forgot to start the video feeds tonight until the first segment was over. So, Olivia, you're with us now. Go ahead.
Hey. Hey, nobody. Hey, Ian. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey.
I have to ask something. I really called in to talk about the whole incel problem, but
sure.
I have to ask, what happened to the blue feather bracelet? Like, this bothers me every night. Like, what happened to it?
You're talking about... So this is something that only video viewers would understand. There are some feathered bracelets on my mic arm here. If you are watching the video feed, you can see the mic arm
I thought those were garters.
I've never even noticed them.
No, they're slap bracelets. And
Slap bracelets?
Oh, wow. That was like a 90s thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, you might not have had them when you were a kid, nobody. They're little... let's see, what do they got inside there? There's basically the sort of tape measurer kind of material.
Yeah, it's like a strip of metal or something.
Yeah, it's
like
a tape measurer kind of material. So when you hit it on your wrist, it sort of wraps around your wrist.
Oh, okay.
Is what you do. So it's a bracelet. That's what it is. And they're fuzzy and they're very outrageously colored. The ones that are here are purple and yellow. And I acquired these years ago for Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. It was a dance party that they used to have at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And the whole idea behind the Big Gay Dance Party is a bunch of straight people get together with a sprinkling of actual gay people in the festival.
That's true. And
they gay out as much as they possibly can.
We're fabulous.
Yeah. I think
a lot of the straight people actually gay out more than the gay people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I had done previously was attend raves with a couple of my ex-girlfriends. And there's like a thing at a lot of the raves where people will give out bracelets. Sort of what they call candy bracelets, not actually candy that you eat, but that's just what they call them. It's candy with a K. Anyway, they're like beaded bracelets, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of adjusted that for the Big Gay Dance Party, and I bought a bunch of these slap bracelets.
I didn't even know they still made them.
Yep, some Chinese manufacturers still cranking them out. But, you know, I got the most flamboyant kind because, like, there's just normal-looking slap bracelets that don't have all the fuzziness on them.
Right.
So I got the most flamboyant, most gay ones.
They're definitely the gayest bracelets I've ever seen.
And so I went around. Right. So I would come with them all up and down my arms, like my forearms. And then anybody that was dressed in a, you know, appropriate fashion, if you're just wearing your normal clothes, I wasn't going to offer it to you. But if you were, like, dressed for the occasion for the Big Gay Dance Party, I would offer you your choice of colors. And so that's the history behind this little piece of our studio. And where did the blue one go? Honestly, I don't know, Olivia.
Oh,
that's a really long answer. A really long answer to your question.
No, that was a great answer. I loved it. That makes it even more interesting. But now it's a mystery. Anyway, but thank you. But I wanted to talk about this incel thing because...
Yeah.
If you are the kind of person who is that entitled and that violent that you would even consider actually doing this, if you think that you're not giving out those terrifying vibes that just drive people away, you are delusional. Mm-hmm. Like, people can pick up on that. And yes, they're going to shun you even more, right?
Who well, would, very few of them are violent. Most of them just kill themselves.
Mm.
Oh, I see.
Or complain on the internet.
You know, it's just every once in a while a suicidal person is angry enough to want to take some with him.
Well, and also you have to ask the question, if Toronto has had legal guns, and it doesn't because it's Canada, how long would this guy have been able to plow through the crowd before somebody was able to pull out a gun and actually defend the crowd?
I don't know if that would be very appropriate in the context of a car accident. I mean, unless he just... I think that would be a very hard attack to defend against.
It would be.
I mean, a gun against a vehicle like that, I mean, you might not even hit the guy.
Yeah, you might,
considering that it's going at you at, who knows, God knows how many miles per hour.
Yeah. Well, obviously, jumping out of the way is probably the best thing that you could do.
Yeah.
And I agree with you.
The best thing you can do is jump out of the way, roll to your feet with a firearm, and put two in his chest and one in his head. But most people can't do that.
I mean, there's a barrier in the way between you and him, no matter what. So, I don't know. It seems hard for me to believe that you're going to have...
Well, there may not be a barrier in between you and him. I mean,
in this case,
there would be a glass windshield.
Yeah.
But a glass windshield is
really
also
difficult to talk abstractly about a tactical situation because the situation could be anything.
Right.
I mean,
we
it could be
there.
Rolling down a sidewalk. It could be.
We don't know how long it took this attack. It probably wasn't very long, but you know, if you're on the other end of the sidewalk and he starts his attack on the opposite end of the sidewalk and he's coming your way, you may have enough time to draw an aim and fire.
Maybe.
But it's going to be your best off in that situation if you have a Laz rocket.
I suspect that even if there was time to shoot, you probably wouldn't hit the guy because there's, I mean, you got a car.
See, a Laz rocket, you really don't have to.
Yes, yeah, true.
It depends. I mean, you know, some people have different levels of their skill. Aiming ability and skill, and you know, I mean, the ability to
and different
and,
levels of tolerance for collateral damage.
You know, maybe there are people out there like that, and I'm not saying there aren't, but like I suspect your average, you know, gun owner probably doesn't have the skill to pull that off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the average person has as far as skill. Olivia, other comments on incels?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention one thing. I just feel like this goes so much deeper than just feeling rejected. Here in Arizona, they have a bunch of massage parlors that are open late at night, and I don't mean to insinuate anything, but I just feel like if you wanted to do the professional cuddling thing, you probably could. But I did want to mention, like, this just makes me think of these forced marriages in other countries where these boys are raised. And they're coddled their whole lives, like the son is, you know, kind of the prize of the family. And then they get married to these girls they don't even know. And they beat them, they abuse them. And, you know, they have as much sex as they want because they can take it whenever they want. You know,
but they're still not happy.
And they're still not happy because the problem is within. You know, the woman, her whole job is taking care of him, giving him whatever he wants, and he's still not
happy.
Good
point.
See, I would say this is. I would say this is the opposite of those guys, though. These are the guys that nobody ever cared for. Nobody ever loved. They said everybody is good enough to deserve love. Except you. You guys, you're awful. You're nerds. And most of them, if you actually talk to them, you'll find they've got a long history of forming deep, intimate friendships with women that never turn into sexual relationships, so they're sexually unattractive.
But isn't that what a prostitute's for? I mean, this just seems ridiculous to say
that. A prostitute is not providing fake, is not providing actual love. A prostitute is providing love substitute. That doesn't work for everybody.
Now, wait a minute. Is this about love or is this about sex?
Oh, it's about love. Sex is just incidental.
Hold on. We'll continue here. Olivia, I don't know if you have more to say. If you do, you can stand by. If not, no big deal. 855-450-FREE. Up to you. 855-450-3733. Because they're acting like it's about the sex. More coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or store in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the show where you can bring up what you want. And if you're familiar with the incel community, we definitely want to hear from you. Is it about intimacy? Or is it about sex? The media certainly wants you to believe it's about sex. I think you may be right, nobody, that this is about intimacy. This is about.
If it was about sex, they'd become rapists. They just take it. You can take sex. You can't take love.
That's true.
Interesting thought.
So we're going to continue. Olivia is on the line with us here. She's in Arizona, and she wanted to weigh in on all this. So I guess you've got more to say. Go ahead, Olivia.
I just had a couple of more things to say. You know, there's so many resources out there, especially with the internet now, to help people. If you, I mean, you have to be a valuable person. You have to provide value to other people. You have to be lovable in the first place. And if you don't know how to do that, there's so many resources. But I hope it's cool if I just give a shout out. This is a pretty famous website, but if you need somebody to talk to anonymously for free, 24/7, there's a website called Seven Cups, like the number seven cups, like you drink out of a cup. It's a pretty awesome website, so if you just need somebody to talk to who's probably going through something too.
Are they are they therapists? Or are they like just volunteers who are willing to chat? Or what makes this different from like a chat room or something? Are these trained people?
They do have therapists that you can pay for, but I mean, it's going to be expensive. I think that the people who volunteer, it's a volunteer thing, but I think if you're going to volunteer to work on Seven Cups, it's probably more geared towards relationships and trauma and that sort of thing versus a chat room that's full of trolls. And
okay.
You know,
so you're likely to find somebody compassionate on the other end is what you're saying if you go to the Seven Cups
exactly,
site?
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's peer counseling is, I think, what they call that. Would you characterize that? Okay. That actually sounds like it may well be a good thing. Yeah, I've actually interviewed a couple of these guys because I was...
The incels?
I was,
the peer counselors?
Incels. I was really curious about them.
Olivia, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So if you're just tuning in, Toronto police have released their interview, a four-hour-long interview with Alec Manation. He is the man who ran his rental van into approximately 26 people, killing 10 of them.
Allegedly.
Well, I mean, they pulled him out of it, so I'm pretty sure that it was him that did it. He's admitted to it as well.
Okay.
You know, he's proud of what he did. In the nearly four-hour interview, according to The Guardian, after his arrest, Manation told police officers he is a virgin who has never had a girlfriend, admitting to using the van as a weapon and saying he wanted to inspire more attacks, saying he felt like he accomplished his mission when he was asked how he felt. Manation will be the will be tried in February on 10 charges of first-degree murder, 16 counts of attempted murder. The video and transcripts of the interview were made public recently after an Ontario judge lifted the ban on publicizing these things. Families of the victims were shown the video before it was released to the public. During the meandering discussion with Detective Rob Thomas, Manation said he belongs to an online subculture of sexually frustrated men and described his path toward radicalization, saying he drew inspiration from other men who had used violence as a form of retribution for, quote, being unable to get laid, unquote. So apparently that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether that's what it's really about, whether it's about something more
I think that's part of it, because, like I said, most of these guys, the things that they'll talk about all the time is friend zone, being in the friend zone,
mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
the place where a woman puts a potential suitor that she's not really interested in. Right?
Well, not just that, but then proceeds to have a long, drawn out, generally emotional relationship with that guy, mm-hmm. while she's having a sexual relationship with the guy she wants.
With the bad boy.
But the guy she wants is running away from her as fast as he can, because that's why she wants him.
Yeah.
This all comes back to her daddy issues. So he won't give her what she wants.
I mean, isn't that
she's crying on the other guy's shoulders saying, you know, why won't he love me? Why won't he love me? And he's thinking, well, why won't you love me? And then we can resolve this whole thing.
But it doesn't
and
work that
imagine
way.
Going through that throughout your life.
Over and over again. Wow.
And then season that with the women who get into the same sort of situation, but rather than exploiting the guy for emotional comfort, exploits him for money, exploits him for rides, exploits him for whatever he can get away with, and leads him on with maybe someday, but... have you ever seen the On the Hook episode of How I Met Your Mother?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, they
is
talk
a
about
show.
Yeah, it's a comedy show, used to be very popular, and they have one episode where they go through this whole group of characters, and each and every one of them is on somebody's hook, you know, where they have this one person in their life that will call them, and they'll just come running, and that person will just use them and then move on.
Okay,
I know one of the guys finally had enough because he fell asleep in the snow waiting for this woman to come home and do something with him. He's sitting on her stoop in the snow and she just steps over him and goes inside while he's asleep. When she comes home, she doesn't even wake him up. And he leaves him in the snow. And so there's more to it. They want to put a feminist thing on this, that these are just bad men who hate good women, and that's not really how it is. Anytime you start hearing, you know, penis bad, vagina good, it's kind of like two legs bad, four legs good. It's an oversimplification.
Absolutely.
Sure.
If you want to comment, you can join us here. 855-450-FREE. Does this exist in the gay world, Chris?
No.
There's not lonely gay men?
I don't think so. I honestly would be highly... Think of it for your own sexual interests, Ian, because gay men are not that different from straight men. They're going to hump anything that moves, pretty much.
I won't address that insinuation, but...
that doesn't mean that they're getting to, right? Just because you're saying gay men are as equally as horny.
Two desperate guys can hook up with each other.
Yeah, I mean, the gay men don't have this, like, you know, this idea that they have to, conserve themselves or reserve themselves for that single, you know, that single relationship. Someday.
I don't know if that's
and
what these
that's
guys are
the
saying.
Thing. Most of these guys, I don't know about most. I've talked to a few of them. But they're like, they don't, they don't want to just have sex. They want to get, like, get married, settle down, you know.
But they can't even get past step one, which is to get a date.
Exactly. Or they can get 100 dates and pay for them, but it never goes past a friendship.
He said to the police, quote, "I consider myself a supreme gentleman." Now, if you're familiar, that was what they referred to this killer in California as. I forget his name, Elliot something
and
or other.
And he probably said something similar.
Yeah, I think he may have referred to himself in that way. Mm-hmm. And so his followers...
That's one of the keys to it.
You know, I have to wonder if maybe these people's standards are just not are just too high. I mean, for... Possibly.
Well, a lot of it is these people are... These people's standards originally, if you listen, because they're also very hateful toward promiscuity, hookup culture... Most of the time, I mean, on the one hand, they want to participate in it, but on the other hand, they want to be a virgin and marry a virgin and stay with that person for the rest of their life. Mm. And that's not an appropriate desire anymore in our world.
Not likely.
So, you know, I mean, occasionally it happens. So these guys who learned all their life that that was the virtuous, the gentlemanly way to live are just like, well, what's the point of my life now? Because I can't have a family and I won't have a family and I won't have anything. I'm just going to get old and die alone.
So there's like,
and I guess I have some sympathy for that because I felt that way a long time after my wife died.
So it almost sounds like it's a connection to religious extremism.
I don't know about religious extremism, but
well, sir, don't you think that
definitely not having social sex before, conservatism?
Don't you think not having sex before marriage is religious? Religious extremism? Because I would
not necessarily. You have people. I know atheists who say you shouldn't have sex before marriage. And
I mean, if you're willing to go out there and kill people because of your particular religious beliefs, that seems, which is what they're doing. I think this isn't
religious.
It's got a religious connotation here.
Even if religious beliefs were part of the cause, you're talking about, that's going to be obscured under, you know, X number of years of trauma.
Yeah, I mean, this guy
So that's not how they're looking at it, even if we think from the outside that that's the root cause of their problem.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say it's religious extremism that, there's this belief that people only want to have sex after marriage. That's sort of like a standard Christian belief.
But doesn't make it not extremism.
For Christians, it's not extreme.
I would agree. They think it's not, but I think from just a larger perspective, it is.
Well, yeah, most people would agree that it's sensible to have sex with a person before you decide whether or not you want to have a partnership with them for the rest of your life. I mean, that just seems insane. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. We got more of the interview with the incel guy on the way.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.